Colonial history and its aftermath are often told in stories written, woven, and embroidered in fabric. Cotton weaves a yarn of slavery, Africa is imagined by contemporary textile artists, and the real-life Dutch company Flisco still makes batik, a legacy of their Indonesian colonies. When Culture Files' Eleanor Flegg followed this latter thread to African Queen Textiles in Brixton Market and to the door of Jessica Hemmings, editor of a recent book on post-colonial textiles, some unravelling was in store.
There is a project by Jaslene Kerr called Dear Lord Robert Napier. And Jaslene explains that as a student at the Royal College, she passed a statue of Robert Napier, who was a central figure in the story of British India. And what she became interested in doing was telling a contemporary version of this story. And so she managed to contact Lord Robert Napier's grandson, I believe, and asked for his permission to tie a Sikh turban, which is her cultural heritage, onto the living Lord Napier's head and photograph this. What Jaslene did was travel to his house and with her father set up a photo shoot where they captured Lord Napier wearing the Sikh turban as another image of this cultural engagement, cultural contact with each other, which is potentially a little bit ironic, but Jaslene is also very clear that she sees this as something that's a wholly positive connection from her life perspective and her point of view. And I found that a very refreshing way to also think about these ideas, not necessarily always apologizing for the past, but also recognizing that there are some very positive identities that have come out of this today, in her case, her own identity.
Lord Napier looked like he enjoyed it too.
I think he was very accommodating once he understood that the request was actually for the turban to appear on his own head rather than the statue of his grandfather.
This one, you wash, you can wait 20 years, no problem. As you wash, the color come out new and new. You don't get old, this one. You don't fade. The base cloth is come from Holland. Called Willisco, the company name. It called Dutch Wax. Hello. I give this one.
The project started because of my interest in post-colonial literature, which was what I studied. But I've always been maybe more interested in the objects that tell these stories and how objects can be vehicles for fiction and also carriers of theoretical ideas. I think that post-colonial theory is pretty impenetrable and isn't necessarily very accessible, ironically, for the communities that it tends to be about.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. This one is 50 pounds for 5.5 meters long. And we have same company, they're making super wax. This cloth, most Nigeria and Congo, they like this cloth.
I took the approach that whether it is a highly commercial design company, which we have an example of, through to independent artists who are potentially supporting themselves in ways that mean they're not beholden to anyone as far as the work that they produce. My interest was in the fact that the same types of ideas are being addressed. Sometimes it means that they have a commercial outcome. Sometimes it means that they have something for the gallery context. But I felt that the theme of addressing similar ideas overrode those differences. The challenge is that those different disciplines tend to gravitate towards very different types of vocabularies to explain what they do. And so on initial hearing, you feel as though possibly people are speaking of completely different things. But I think if you can get past that, and sometimes past a commercial vocabulary or an academic vocabulary or even art speak, whatever that may be. And here, beyond that, my interest was in the fact that the realities that these different examples are addressing are the same. They're all facing this idea of multiple cultural influences coming together on a single object.
Most people don't know wax paint.
So it's an Indonesian technique made in Holland.
Made in Holland.
Sold in London to African people.
African people. So the world is getting small now.
Eleanor Flagg at Brixton Market there, and Jessica Hemming's book, Cultural Threads, Transnational Textiles, is available now from Bloomsbury.